If you think back about 11 years ago, you would have seen that Maboneng has been revitalized and changed up, and really things in the eastern part of Johannesburg CBD went on to provide a new chapter for South Africa's supposedly social and buzz life as well. And the man responsible for that has decided, however, that he will move on in some way. Property entrepreneur Jonathan Liebman joining us on the line. Jonathan, you're deciding to move on from what is a, some would say, an exciting place in the city of Johannesburg. Where to from here, and why?
Thanks for having me on the show. I think I wouldn't say I'm moving on completely. I mean, I'm moving on from the role as CEO of Perpetuity,
sure,
which has been my kind of focus role, but I remain a very active member of the Maboneng Community Association. So that kind of deals with all of the safety, cleaning, public space, works around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I'll retain a position there. But I think, yeah, the company is kind of moving into a much more focused, consolidated development approach where we'll be building a couple of thousands of residential units,
sure,
in the neighborhood. And I think a new, more experienced management team is probably better suited to this stage of the neighborhood. You know, I think the more catalytic stage of development, which happened in the earlier years, was more suited to my my kind of personality.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I think it's just a case of the neighborhood and the company evolving.
It's sort of a case as well of knowing when to quit. But what, where to from here? What exactly? I mean, there's the one project as well. I think you began. It's the Hyde Park House as well. How's that one going along?
Yeah. So Hyde Park House was our first foray into the suburbs of Johannesburg. We call it the super urban, so it's almost like a redefinition of what suburban Johannesburg is to become. And so, yeah, that's, I would say, the type of project that I would be potentially looking to do in the future. But I mean, for right now, I'm still tying up all the loose ends in terms of my transition within the Maboneng and Perpetuity life. And in terms of what comes next, I'm not exactly sure yet, but definitely something exciting will be on the cards, you know, potentially in between Johannesburg and Cape Town. I think there's opportunities in both of those cities,
sure,
for new urbanism.
Yeah. So RMB Holdings then takes over, the will become Maboneng's main financial backer as well. You know, it has become the main financial,
yeah,
backer, and will also then take over as the sort of administrator, shall we call it that?
Well, RMH started to fund us, bought into the business about 18 months ago, so
sure,
nothing's changed there, together with one of our other equity backers. And then in terms of operations, we'll be outsourcing a lot of our core functionality to a property management company. And then on the development side, we've got a lot of partnerships that we're undergoing with the likes of Diversity, which is a new unlisted property fund that's going to be doing a lot of development in and around the Johannesburg CBD. So
okay,
I think it's a movement towards partnerships,
yeah,
rather than a specifically new management function.
Jonathan Liebman, property entrepreneur, thank you so much for your time, taking sort of urban renewal to new levels and really moving along Perpetuity. He says then he's stepping down as the CEO of that, but really will still be focusing on property development, and even has a new app that he's working on for the digital rental platform called Flow Living.